for 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
Welcome to hour number four of Rosie on the House. It is our fourth and final hour of our weekly broadcast, and it's the hour where we dive deep on one topic in particular about your house, home, castle, or cabin. August, following our new home maintenance calendar that you can get. It's for free simply by emailing a request to info@rosieonthehouse.com and let us know the address you would like the calendar sent to. We send them out monthly at the end of each month, and it's got everything you should be doing as a homeowner to your home in that month. And each month has a theme, and it allows us to really spend a lot of time on each theme. July was air conditioning. If you were with us, we covered it many different topics on air conditioning, from maintenance specific, energy efficiency, manufacturers. August now is water month. You heard us last week talking with Hayward Pools and Studio about equipment for your pool and accessories that are available. And they helped troubleshoot a lot of homeowners who had questions about maintaining their pool. This week, we're joined in studio by Mr. Tom Bonner of Solar Safe Pool Covers, who does exactly that, specializes in pool covers. But it's not just your everyday pool cover.
Correct. Thank you so much for the opportunity to meet with you guys today. So, we make pool covers. The pool cover has quite a few different benefits. This time of year, when the monsoons are hitting nice and strong, our pool cover can keep out all the dirt and debris. So a lot of folks in Tucson seem to get a little bit more monsoon action than the folks up in Phoenix do.
Been some good ones.
Yeah.
Been some good ones. Tom, before we go too far into the actual cover, you have a very colorful, interesting, successful entrepreneurial career in the state of Arizona. Can we talk a little bit about how you got to where you are with solar pool covers?
Sure. Years ago, I was in the solar business, and as the solar business was collapsing upon itself in the late 80s, early 90s, I started buying companies because of their phone numbers. And so I built a significant sized service company. So I knew the value of a phone number. Well, I had an automatic cover installed by a national manufacturer.
And on your own personal pool?
On my own personal pool. And I had a service issue, and I called them, and the phone number didn't work. And I found that kind of interesting. I didn't think they went out of business. Turns out, if you remember years ago when we had to pay to call from one part of the valley to the other.
Let's see, what did we call it? Oh, yeah, long distance.
Yeah. And so this company had a Scottsdale phone number, and when they moved to Tucson, or I'm sorry, not Tucson, to Tempe, they had to pay like 11 cents for every call. So they decided to get rid of that Scottsdale phone number, which I had memorized. And
because it had a jingle.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
No. And so when I called it and it didn't work, I thought, well, that's strange. So I looked them up, and sure enough, they had a different phone number. I called them, you know, and placed my service call. So at that point, I called the telephone. It used to be US West back then.
Right.
I called my US West rep that had helped me on all these phone number swap outs. And I said, punch in this number. And she said, yeah. And I said, did this belong to Cover Pools? And she said, yeah. And I said, has it been offline long enough that it's available? She said, yeah. And I said, how much is it? She said, $50. I said, I'll take it. The next day, I was in the pool cover business. Now, didn't have anybody that knew how to install pool covers. So I found a manufacturer in Salt Lake, sent my folks up there to get trained, and started selling pool covers. Well, a year or so later, I don't remember the exact time frame, got this phone call. The pool service guy wanted to know if we had the Nielsen recover estimate, and nobody in the service department could find it. So they got me involved, and I talked to the pool guy, and I said, Nielsen. I said, you mean like Leslie Nielsen? And they said, well, it is Leslie Nielsen. And I just happened to pick that name out because I and I pretty much knew we didn't have an estimate for Leslie Nielsen's pool cover. So I said, hey, let me check. I'll call you back in 5 minutes. So I went downstairs. I said, you guys don't have this. They said, no. So anyway, long story short, I said, I feel bad. We obviously can't find it. We've misplaced it. Give me his number. I'll take care of this personally because that's the kind of guy I am. So I called. Leslie answered the phone, told him who I was. He said, yeah, come on over. So when I got to his house, ironically, I knew the house because he lived right off of Tatum Boulevard north of Lincoln. He had solar on his house, and I kind of knew all the houses with solar. So long story short, gave him the cover that he needed. We became friends. Opportunity came along in late 2002, to buy a pool cover company. And at that point, I was just an installer. I was just a dealer. And so he ended up loaning me the money.
Leslie Nielsen.
Leslie Nielsen. And
a customer.
A customer. And a friend. And so it was an LA-based company. We packed it up, moved it over here, set it up here, kept an LA presence. And so Leslie was my financial backer until he unfortunately passed away in 2010.
And so now you have taken this to a whole new level.
Well, what we did is we stopped making the automatic covers. Because anybody that looks out in their backyard right now, chances are very few of you could actually have an automatic cover because it's got to be almost a rectangle. Can't have a boulder, waterfall, step, pole. Can't have anything. It's just got
to
be
counterintuitive to how they're all being built today.
Yeah, exactly. So we used to sell maybe one automatic cover a month from the Yellow Pages back when, if people remember those. And so we started designing these manual covers that fit whatever the size, shape. And we've just matured the process so we can cover just about any type or size or configuration of pool.
How about the multi-level? They come in with the different levels now.
Yep. I mean, if you look on the website, you'll see pictures with steps, with waterfalls. We've had people with slides, boulders. Sometimes if we go really high up, they're not the most attractive looking thing. But if all you have is a couple steps in the back or a waterfall or a small set of boulders, you know, we come out and we actually cut it and we do all the sewing right in the backyard. So I have never made two of the same pool cover ever. They're all custom to that customer's backyard pool.
And what is the fabric? We're talking about solar-safe pool cover. Is it a solar feature to warm the water or to protect the water?
Yeah, it's a reinforced vinyl material. Comes in multiple colors. Primarily, we mostly sell tan, blue, and gray. We've added gray recently because gray's back in. But years ago, there's a test lab up in New River called DSET. It's now owned by Atlas. I actually paid them to test my pool cover. And ironically, dark green turned out to produce more heat than even black or brown.
That is interesting.
Yeah. And I compared it to a blue bubble cover that everybody knows, the solar blanket that you can buy at any pool store, versus just an uncovered vat of water. And we tested it, and the dark green actually outproduced the blue. I'm sorry, the blue bubble cover. And then I later went to Berkeley Labs, and they ran a spectrum analysis on all the different colors and confirmed that the dark green was actually the best. So it actually adds additional heat to the pool. So solar doesn't mean that it has to let the sunlight go through.
Got it. Okay.
Because solar works off the infrared. That's where the heat comes in.
All right. So it's a fabric. Your fabric covering the top of the swimming pool.
Correct.
So your visual now is not water, but you're a fabric attached to the decking, covered. Is it suspended above the water, tight like a trampoline, or does it rest on the water?
It floats on the water. Then we come up onto the deck about a foot. We drill brass anchors. They're flush mounted to the deck. So the female portion's in the deck, the male portion's attached to the cover. Then we give the people a cordless drill with like a 3-foot extension rod, and they can hold the drill at their hip. They don't have to bend over. Stick it in the top of the anchor, pull the trigger, the anchor comes out. Most folks that use it on a daily basis, they'll leave one side attached and just flip it over, go swimming, then flip it back. If they're gonna have a pool party or something, they'll physically remove the whole thing, and we teach them how to literally float it across the pool, put it up on the deck, and then we teach them how to float it back. And inevitably, we get a lot of snowbirds that put it on 3 days before they leave for the summer. When they come back, they forgot everything we showed them how to. So we recommend, get out your camcorder or your cell phone and videotape this, and then you'll have it when you come back. And it's actually a fairly straightforward process.
And is it, for a 20,000-gallon pool that might measure 30 feet long and 14 feet wide, can one person handle the cover?
Yeah, it's like a double or a king-size bed. It's quicker to make it with two people, but one person could do it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So it's not weight. It's not so heavy that one person can't do it.
40 pounds on typical average of a cover that's folded up onto the deck.
Incredible. Okay. I would have guessed much heavier than that.
No.
Incredible. Okay. So we're talking with Tom Bonner of Solar Pool Safe Covers. We're going to talk about, we've talked kind of about the history of the business itself. Now we want to talk a little bit more about why would someone look or entertain the idea of getting the solar pool cover. We'll do that right when we get back.